Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, we are back on a Hurts Day. It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz back here in the studio. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike? Well, it's Friday Eve, so I feel pretty good. Feel pretty, pretty, pretty good. Eagles still haven't done anything, but that's okay. That's okay. In how we trust. Jackie Baseball, keep it together in there. Team starts in a couple weeks. Just make sure they get off to a good start.
Nope.
Holler at your boy.
Nope. Nice little slow and steady wins the race. It's a marathon, not a sprint. 2 weeks from opening day. Trey homered and walked earlier today. Everything's fine here in the Delaware.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You know, we have a big show today. I was talking to a friend of mine in Austin yesterday, and he was like, "What? You guys must be talking about the Phillies and the Sixers." And I was like, "No, bro.
Huh?
You don't understand Philadelphia." I said, "They could get." Well, I love the other team. They can get rid of the other teams, and we would have no problem here at WIP the way that the Eagles
plenty
are.
Of content.
Always busy with Eagles. So we got a big show. Coming up at 3, we will have Elliot on so we can talk about the two new Eagles additions that weren't on the team last year that they've signed in the last 24 hours. We will have Flyers and 50 today. We will have former Eagles cap expert Jake Rosenberg. I've mentioned a few times over the last couple of weeks that I'm driven nuts by the fact that I cannot understand how the salary cap works in the NFL. Uh-huh. So Jake will join us at 4 to try to explain in layman's terms how this works, how the Eagles do it, and then maybe the situation that they're in. And of course, we have the top 5 of 5 and the text line. But we start with the birds. And I, you know, I understand everyone's desire to believe in this plan of longevity. This plan that we have all convinced ourselves that is the plan that the Eagles are going forward on, given that they've lost so many players on defense. May lose a couple of starters on offense as well, by the way, Dallas Goedert, Mekhi Becton. And the plan is to draft and develop these players. And we're so good now at drafting and developing players that we simply don't need to make big splashes anymore because we can just draft players and develop them and let them go and then find new ones. And I have to tell you that if you want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl next year, if the plan is we won a Super Bowl this year, so we win a Super Bowl next year, this plan of drafting and developing, it doesn't fly to me. It will have to be something where we package a bunch of picks and get a big player or something like that, because even when this drafting and developing works, it takes a few years, right? Mm-hmm. It took Nolan Smith 2 years to become what he is, and we're still not even sure that he is that for an entire season. Milton Williams took a few years. Josh Sweat took a few years. We're still waiting on Kelly Ringo to develop. You know, Jordan Mailata took a few years. This is all a great plan for the future, but right now, as far as I can see, we will be missing a guard and be missing a tight end and be missing an edge and a tackle and a cornerback and a safety. And even if they draft well, this doesn't work for next year. So I guess my thing is, I'm fine with the concept of drafting and developing, but not if we want to win a Super Bowl next year. If we want to win a Super Bowl next year, we're going to have to take these picks and trade them for a Trey Hendrickson or trade them for the fifth pick in the draft or something like that, because drafting and developing with third-round picks does not make the Eagles a Super Bowl contender like the way that we want them to be next year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in a vacuum, you're absolutely right. I think it's bigger than that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we should just bank on drafting players and hope they develop into star players and we go from there. But I do believe that is a healthier way to have sustained success. I truly do believe that, because managing the salary cap is a balancing act every year for every GM. And sometimes, like, the Eagles' issue with the salary cap isn't, well, we paid the wrong players and now we can't improve the team and we got to let go of good players, so we got to take a step back for 2 or 3 years and let's hope to regroup. Nah, if that were the case, I'd be worried and concerned. The Eagles' draft and development plan sort of centers around, we have to replenish talent because we've lost guys. Because they were good players and we couldn't afford to keep everybody, because we have other players on the team that are already sort of established good players. And so you're going to have to eventually pick and choose who you're keeping versus who you're letting go. I think every team has to deal with that. So the best way to replenish that talent that you're allowing to walk away, because you've done a great job of developing guys and they're signing bigger deals elsewhere, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, you have to draft well. The good thing for us is that the Eagles have figured out their formula for drafting well, for developing players. They have the right coaches in place that understand about teaching guys and guys getting incrementally better each year. Each year. Now, every player you draft isn't going to turn out to be a starter or a star player in his first year. Just doesn't happen. My good friend Jeremiah, he wasn't even active, I believe, the first 10 weeks of the season our rookie year.
And were they going to cut him? Didn't Andy tell him he was going to cut him
at some point?
No,
this is under Ray Rhodes.
Oh, under Ray, yes, under Ray Rhodes. Yep,
So his future was sort of in doubt in his mind because they felt like they had wasted a pick on a third-round pick. Lo and behold, he comes out, he's a starter, wins the starting job the next year, almost has 200 tackles in his rookie year, never looked back. Didn't play a whole lot in his first year. Was much better in his second year. I'm not saying everybody's going to turn into that player. What I am saying is if you draft well, meaning that you have the eye for the talent, now it's up to you to get them on the field sooner rather than later. Believe me, they don't want players to wait 3 or 4 years to develop. They'd rather you develop at least by your second year, because they rarely come in relying on rookies to have to play. Now, Quinion and Cooper, they are exceptions to the rule. Leto and Sheldon Brown didn't even play their rookie years because Troy and Bobby was here. Matter of fact, I don't think they played for 2 years, right? Because we drafted them in 01. Bobby and Troy were still here in 03.
Yes.
So Leto and Sheldon didn't even start for 3 years.
Well, and there's my concern,
right? And those are
right?
Pro Bowl caliber players.
And there's my concern.
Right.
Right? Because next year, I see an opening on edge. I see an opening on tackle. I see
You're
an opening on cornerback.
You're saying spots that are going to have to be filled.
Filled next year.
Next year, right.
And I don't, like, I don't know that, I don't think that those guys that we have waiting around are ready for that.
Right.
I'm not confident enough to win a Super
That's
Bowl
fair.
Next year. And
That's
I
fair.
I agree
That's
with you.
Fair.
Drafting has to be part of it.
Yeah.
It does. But the draft hit rate they've had over the last few years, even if you're good at it, mm-hmm. is not a sustainable thing. No
yeah.
one's that
You're not
going to
be that good every year. Yes,
right.
I agree.
And even some of our development success stories, like Steen, he's fine, but he's not a starter, right? They don't think he's a starter.
Right.
Keely Ringo, they've been waiting for him to develop but we don't know if he's a starter.
We don't know, yeah.
Sidney Brown, okay.
Yeah, I might like him, but we still don't know yet.
We still don't know.
Yeah.
And for a team that wants to win the Super Bowl next year, which I want them to do, again, I'm not saying trade everything and blah, 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 but to me, it's about, like, part of getting draft picks is about drafting the players, mm-hmm. but part of getting draft picks is about taking those draft picks and getting a guy that can help you. This team is a team that can win the Super Bowl now. And I understand the idea of sustaining success, but as long as they have a quarterback they have trust in, they have a couple stars on defense they have trust in, blah, 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 blah. The rest of it is just every year, what can we do to win the Super Bowl this year?
So I agree with a lot of that. I do. And I mentioned this yesterday during the Birds Town Hall throughout the day. We are focused on the defense quite a lot, right? And it's understandable. That's where we're losing most of our players at. So everybody wants to know, you have the number one ranked defense a year ago. What are we doing to try to retain that so we can play at that level? Listen, I thought last year we needed to be a number one defense to win the Super Bowl. Our offense through the air wasn't as explosive. We relied a lot on Saquon in the running game and our play action pass from time to time. But we needed to hold teams to 16, 17 points a game to do that. I'm going to have to – this Super Bowl run, every Super Bowl run isn't the same.
Sure.
So this has to be you're getting it done differently, right? And I heard Hugh talking about this on the Midday Show, and he's right. This team has to be led by the offense. That's really what it boils down to. Like, the defense has to be, to me, better than serviceable if we're talking about Super Bowl titles. If we're looking at the schedule they play next year, the quarterbacks they go up against, you got to be somewhere. I don't think you can be lower than the 12th ranked defense.
I was going to say top 10-ish.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you have to be somewhere around there. But our offense needs to be more of a top five, top three offense in the league. Like, that's where I'm putting it at. That's where the money is at. That's where the star proven players are at. So I'm looking at the team, and I'm saying part of what you're saying is correct. I'm giving the defense time to develop, but while that's happening, the offense has to shoulder more of the load.
Right? So the
they
team
have to shoulder more of the burden for the team's success next year. And that's the sort of the way I'm looking at it. Like, I still believe we can go win the Super Bowl. But it to me, it's going to be predicated on how good are we offensively, not necessarily defensively.
And as you said, it comes down to a lot to passing the football, especially next year with Saquon.
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you believe in draft and develop to try to win a Super Bowl next year? Now, Jack, I've heard you and you're not a Super Bowl thing next year. So
yes.
My gut tells me you do not believe in draft and develop as a strategy to win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, because I don't think next year's a Super Bowl year.
All right.
Like, come on. It's like once you get to that zen moment of next year's not a Super Bowl or bust year, next year is about developing, not winning. It's as simple as that. Like, next year is more about the development of the defense. Who are your real pieces? Who can you put next to Jalen Carter for the next 5 years, right? Rather than we got to go all in for next year. I'm a draft and develop guy. That's who I am at my core. And when you make peace with next year obviously not being a Super Bowl year, it becomes way easier.
Well, that's where you lose me at.
Yeah, there's no obviously not Super Bowl year.
There's no obviously not Super Bowl year.
After you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm not buying that.
215-592-9494. Draft and develop. Do you think that is a solid strategy to get the team where it needs to be next year? Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey, yo, real quick, man, y'all going to stop disrespecting my man E! Knowledge when it comes to this cat. That boy be spitting knowledge. And when they
nah, come to nah, his, nah, nah, nah.
What the hell did he say?
when it comes to his development of his draft, I'm his head scout. So I'm his head scout. I'm Big Dom. Now listen,
what does that to do with the salary cap? That's where we draw the line.
When I say I'm Big Dom, I ain't gonna be no security guard. But listen, when he's saying crazy stuff, I'm gonna be the guy. Like, listen, man, he off his rocker today. Don't listen to him. We got you. You know.
Oh, it's for Elliot? Is this an Elliot call?
Yeah. No, this is when he the GM. You know, and I'm his head scout.
Oh God. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But look. Let's get on the Eagles real quick. See, me, Jack, I need you to stop because you didn't – don't give me that bullcrap prediction because you said last year wasn't no Super Bowl year. It was a development year.
Yep.
And we won the Super Bowl. So don't sit up here and say it again the next year. Nah, I don't want to hear that from you. Spike, I get where you're coming from, brother. You know, you felt that Super Bowl, you know, 2017 – 2022, you weren't here, and you came back. Spike, you're the good luck charm.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Some are saying. Many are saying that.
You might need to stay here because, you know, when you're here, we win. You know what I'm saying? But this is how I view it. I want Howie to be waiting in the weeds, like, you know, like the lion. I want him ready to pounce. When this draft, because, see, the Cincinnati Bengals out there, I know we talk about a name like Trey Henderson. They don't know what they're doing. See, Joe Burrow, you an elite quarterback. I want to see you elitely handle these fools in Cincinnati, because I'm telling you right now, you might want to consider that trade. You see, everybody asking out. You standing strong. I'm giving you. Listen, you might if you ask for a trade, we ain't gonna hold it against you, because the way they mount, man, they talking about they want two first. But this dude and get paid? Nah.
No. Nobody's giving up. They're lucky to get one first for Trey. Yeah. They're lucky to get one.
He's 30 years old. You know what I'm saying? It's like what I want Howie to do is I want him to move up in the draft. I don't want to pick at 32. I want him to move up to get in. And I'm not saying a guy like Abdul Carter was going to be there. I mean, clearly we love the Georgia Bulldogs. They hiring coaches out of there. Listen, this dude, what's his name? Michael Williams, or this cool Jalen Walker, them edge rushers continue to go grab the Georgia Bulldogs. Because I'm telling you, there's something with these dudes. They connections. I want him to own this draft day and then sit back and pounce. Remember, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was traded for a week before the season. I know people going to say it wasn't a good trade, but Jahan Dotson was traded for a week before the season. You know what I'm saying? So we got a long time to go. We acquired Kazir White a couple years ago, I think in May or June. Howie Roseman know what he's doing, and Howie we trust. Like the dollar bill, you know, in God we trust. You put that in Howie we trust when it comes to this Eagle money. You know what I'm saying?
Do you worry a little bit, though, Corey, on Howie, and as successful as they've been drafting guys, that they sort of believe that maybe they're a little bit better at it than they can actually be? That's not a disrespect to them, because I think drafting and developing is hard, right? Even if you're good at it, you're not going to have a great hit rate. They've had such a good hit rate over the last few years. I'm just a little worried they think they can do this over and over and over again.
Remember at the beginning of last year when you asked me, you said, what does Nick Sirianni do great? See, it ain't Howie. Howie just picking the players. That's the way he do great. I told y'all last year, he the development guy. That guy develops the players. He put the right coaches in a position to develop. Vic Fangio will come, but I'm telling you, Nick Sirianni developed these players. That Doug wasn't developing dudes. Like, come on now, Doug. And I love Doug. He won a Super Bowl, but Doug was not developing dudes like that. Like, come on, man. Like, Aguilar, what's his name? Ortega Whiteside, come on, man. Like, that dude was unplayable. Remember when we saw him versus the Ravens in that preseason game?
Yeah.
Put in reverse, Terry. That dude went backwards. Under Nick Sirianni, these dudes get – Jalen Hunt was playing safety at Cornell, and this dude getting sacked in the Super Bowl. That's Sirianni putting that fight in these brothers, man. Elite coach, the elite cooker. That's the guy we believe in. And you already know I don't got to get on the quarterback.
Yeah,
you got shot every year.
Yeah, we did that.
A lot of development.
Y'all put that in. Y'all know about that. You know what I'm saying? So that's where my faith is.
All right, Corey. All right. Appreciate the call. You know, if Jalen, I know he doesn't listen to WIP, but if he turned on our show yesterday and heard us on the day of free agency arguing for 2 hours about whether he's elite or not, I would just say, Jalen, do not blame us. Blame Howie. Because that was not the goal for yesterday. We planned this whole show around NFL free agency. They signed one guy, a running back, who's not even guaranteed to be on the roster.
That was 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 5 5:30.
5:45. Yeah. Right, the text line.
Yeah, Jalen, this is not our fault. It is the Eagles' fault. You blame Howie. You blame the coaching. You blame everybody you want over there. It has nothing to do with us. You know, I'm sure Nick is good at developing players and part of that, but I, you know, it's hard to say. It's a very small sample size. And I think you can do that a lot with when a player develops. You know, we had this thing with the Sixers all the time is that, like, they'll say, well, they don't develop anybody. And I go, well, what about Maxey? And they go, well, he's good. He just gets better on his own. And I was like, okay. I don't know. You know, it's very hard to say why a player gets better all the
time.
Well,
obviously, you have to, it's up to the player first and foremost, right? He has to put the work in. He has to, he's the one who has to be willing to apply himself. But there is something to having a culture in place that they can develop. And that's what the Eagles have established, is that they have that culture in place for the players who want to be better. They have that available to them, right? They, like, whether it's their off-season program training, the strength and conditioning, the nutrition, the ability to eat healthy. Like, all those things are down there at the NovaCare complex for these guys. They have that available to them. And so that's why I admire the players who I do see getting better. They're taking advantage of it, but that doesn't happen without having leadership in place, right? It starts with the coaches and the staff, but then also having players that are great leaders and lead by example.
And players, by the way, that don't, you know, Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, it was great they could contribute right away last year. But sometimes those players having the ability every year to just work on getting better and observe those habits rather than being thrown into the fire.
Right.
And then having to...
Because that can crush some kid. Some young players, it can kill your confidence.
Right, right. If you don't have time, you know, that whole thing is, I think, part of it. Look, if Kelly Ringo ends up being good, part of the reason he ends up being good is because he did not have to play opposite, you know, Darius Slay or opposite Quinion Mitchell and get targeted over time, and then his confidence is gone and he develops bad habits, all that sort of stuff too. 215-592-9494 is draft and develop a good enough strategy to win the Super Bowl next year? I say no. Got to take a bigger swing. Steven Trenton, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, thanks for having me on, guys.
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
I really feel like I trust Howie Roseman, you know, with this offseason to draft and develop. I feel like he understands value on this city, unlike Daryl Morey, who's managing himself out of the job and Hall of Fame, for that matter.
He is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Howie Roseman will not overpay for a player. I don't think it's worth giving up too many draft picks for someone right now. He just really understands, you know, buy low on a guy that will develop. When you're in a spot where you're already pretty successful, there's no reason to overpay for anyone, if you ask me.
Well, is it overpaying if they win the Super Bowl?
As a result? No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think the Rams, after they won the Super Bowl, were upset that they traded draft picks for a star cornerback and they traded their young quarterback for an older quarterback? Like, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But I think winning makes it not overpaying anymore. You know, like, everybody was told, you know, some people here, whatever, said that we overpaid for a running back last year.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, after you win the Super Bowl, it's like, well, maybe they didn't. You know,
we're giving him more money.
Right, right.
Well, if you could guarantee a Super Bowl, I'd do it. But I'm just thinking, like, in terms of why I would never see him, why I would never see the Myles Garrett thing go down. You know, guys that are maybe declining or coming away from their prime, I just don't see anything out there on free agency with the value would be there. And just to touch on one thing from yesterday, when we turned back into I criticized Jalen Hurts P.
I didn't bring it up. I just want to be clear. That was Hugh. Okay.
This one thing that Spike, you say, and I believe it's Hugh and Elliot, about when the field was not where it was supposed to be the first time Jalen Hurts was in the Super Bowl, that both teams have to play on that same field.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you something. If both teams had to play underwater, would one team have an advantage?
Well, if one of the team was fish, I guess. But as long as they're all humans, then no, one team would not have an advantage.
I would disagree. If one team's better at swimming and holding their breath, they would have an advantage. And if it's not something like weather or sunlight or, you know, the field conditions that can be expected.
So the Kansas City Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs were specifically designed to be able to play on a worse field than the Eagles were?
No, they were just better at it. Our strength lied in our pass.
Okay, but they both had to play on that field. The Super Bowl's in a dome, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if the Eagles end up playing, I don't think of a dome team in the AFC.
Houston.
Eagles end up playing the Texans in the Super Bowl, and they lose because it's in a dome. Are we all going to say it's not fair because it was in a dome?
No, because that's part of football. There's
well, then so is the field.
There's rain, there's snow.
Then so is the field.
There shouldn't be an expectation for the field to just not work. And it affected our team differently because our strengths lied in different places than their team.
They also had a play on their.
I was with you, Steve, up into the field stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Steve. Look, I understand the field affected the Eagles, but it's not. I think it is excuse making when you're saying that's why they lost.
Yes.
If the field is hard to plant and pivot on, I'm sorry, that's hard for both teams.
It was same for both teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why both offenses played the way that they played.
Yes.
There's not like one offense played well and yours didn't play well.
They both scored a ton of points.
Both offenses scored a ton of points.
Yeah. I don't know.
I understand when people are like, well, the strength of our defense was our pass rush and we couldn't get to the quarterback. Okay.
Right.
Well, what do you have to say about the sod father getting a ring from the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, look.
Well, that was a lifetime achievement.
Listen. Yeah. Something smells fishy.
So you're saying the fix was in?
Yeah, well, listen. We all know that.
Okay.
It's the only thing I argue with our fans with that was the field stuff.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not taking the field as an excuse.
How much was the field? It was a big point of conversation.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the sod father, he had to go into hiding. people are still looking for him.
Like, to me, blaming refs is loser stuff.
Yeah,
blaming the field
I
is
hate
loser
doing that,
stuff.
Man. Yes.
It's just like, you know, you catch some breaks, you lose some breaks. At the end of the day, the team that scored the most points played better, and that's who deserves to win, really. Unless you cheat like the Patriots.
Let Quez catch the ball. Maybe we don't lose.
Right. Jalen doesn't
goes
fumble.
For it.
Jalen fumble?
Yeah. Like, what the Patriots did in 04 is much more egregious than what happened with the field.
Hold on. On a Jalen fumble?
Yeah.
I think this always gets conveniently left out for those who are trying to blame Jalen.
Oh, here comes OG. OG Isaac.
Well, no.
Okay.
Isaac did. It was third and one.
Yep.
Originally. Salmalu false started. We would have had the tush push. It would have been a first down.
Okay.
False start leads to the next play, third and six. Now, where I don't agree with people is when people say, well, we would have gone down and scored and we would have been up about 14 points. Because, no, it would have been fourth down. Even if Jalen doesn't fumble the ball, it was a tackle for a loss.
Yes, it was
a tackle for a loss already. We would have had to punt the ball. I'm just saying, Salmalu contributed to what
sure.
It was a trickle-down effect.
Well, OG Wade actually says that it benefited the Eagles.
See, I'm not going down that road.
Ike just said the same thing.
I'm not going down that road.
OG Reese. Yep. All right. What do you think?
Now that y'all call me a worm, I'm gonna just go in. I'm gonna lean into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. The Eagles, it looks like they're going to draft and develop players to fill all those holes on defense. If you want them to win a Super Bowl next year, do you think that's a good plan? I don't think it is a good plan. I think they need to take those picks, package them, trade for somebody. Let's go win a Super Bowl next year. 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us at 3. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.